Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today from the tarot deck, I am reading the Knight of Pentacles. The Knight of Pentacles indicates you're ready to do what needs to be done to complete a task at hand. Even though you can see the work of your ahead of you, and you find it, even if you can see your work ahead of you and find it daunting, you are ready to do what it takes. The fiery energy of all knights can be seen as the final push you need to take action. In relation to the Suit of Pentacles, this will usually pertain to work, school, or material projects. The energy of the Knight is often expressed as very practical and conservative. This could present in your life as taking care of monotonous tasks, knowing that the end result will land you where you need to be. It's a call for you to face any projects and tasks you've been putting off in your head. Oh, well, in reality as well. Know that when you do decide to face these challenges, you'll have everything you need to accomplish your goals. I'm just going to read the reverse version, and then I'm just going to go back to that part there. The Knight of Pentacles reverse indicates you need to find a routine. You may find the act of completing daily tasks unbearable or forget them entirely. If there's something you need to accomplish and that's been eluding you, you will need to implement more structure in your life. Alternatively, this card may show up with more internally in ways that's causing you to stagnate. If you've been taking conservatism to an extreme level, it may be preventing you from growing and seeing other perspectives. Try to keep an open mind, especially when it comes to taking on work projects or your finances. Okay, this part is what I've got to me, right? Know that when you decide to face these challenges, you'll have everything you need to accomplish your goals. Now, that is actually I think that's quite a true statement. I mean, this doesn't relate to absolutely everything. But when it comes to mundane tasks, if it's something that you've actually done before, hence you now know that it's quite mundane, you still have those tools available to you, and you probably have the time. You just put these things off because they're so unbearably boring. And in life, we like to be excited and full of energy and raise our vibrations. But when it comes to doing things like, paper shredding, paperwork, washing, cleaning up my room, whatever it is, we find any excuse to sort of put these things on hold just so we can do something else which we find more entertaining, like look at TikTok. I mean, I don't look at TikTok, but something like that. And you'll watch endless YouTube videos about cats or whatever, just so you can avoid throwing out the rubbish, or just so you, it's like a child that's addicted to video games who will just keep playing the game instead of doing their homework. It's a very similar thing, except the adult version. We don't like to do mundane things, even though we know that once they're done, they're out of our mind and they're gone and they're not sort of niggling away at us. You do have the tools to persevere and do them. It's just, and it's not just the time, it's just the change of perspective and seeing that bright end at the end of the tunnel. Like, once it's done, it's no longer on my mind. Having that perspective on things, the tiny things that you need to do, will take you leaps and bounds, because once they're gone, it frees up your mind to enjoy what you're doing. And also, if you're enjoying what you're doing, you create a higher vibration. If you create a higher vibration, you'll create good things into your life. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.